City Commission had a town hall meeting last night. You know, we're back in the City Administrative Center and in the commission chambers, and so the commission's able to meet together, and the public's invited to attend and welcome. The format of the town hall meeting is people can submit questions or come and visit with the commissioners. As we do with all our public meetings, we broadcast them on Cable Channel 8, Facebook Live, and also our YouTube channel, but and then show them and upload them in kind of a replay format afterwards, so folks can watch them later on if they aren't able to catch us live. But for some reason, we're not sure why, the audio wasn't working last night for most of the town hall meeting. You know, we're going to invite people, and if your listeners are out there and they've got questions that they wanted to ask during the town hall meeting, perhaps, and didn't get an opportunity to, and hadn't submitted them, hadn't either typed them in on Facebook or submitted them to us via email in advance of the meeting, just go ahead and reach out to us and do that. Folks could email me directly. It's Matt, M-A-T-T dot Allen, A-L-L-E-N, at GardenCityKS.us. We want to post something on our Facebook site, and we're going to devote the public comment portion of next Tuesday's City Commission meeting to following up on any questions anybody might have had. We did have a question submitted in advance of the meeting about fireworks and the 10:30 to 10:30 time frame from June 27th to July 5th, and then also you know, some follow-up question about, you know, what type of, you know, number of complaints do we receive each year, what are the fire risks, those types of things. And so both police chiefs addressed that last night, and Assistant City Manager Jennifer Cunningham also kind of talked about the process that we use, you know, each year to review and visit with the commission and kind of gauge their intent for doing something either similar or different in the coming year. So I guess while we're on the topic of next week's meeting, our first meeting in July, July 7th, is at 1 p.m. at the City Administrative Center. And a real highlight on that agenda is going to be the commission's going to be in a position to, if they choose to, publish a notice of public hearing on the annual budget. And so that's really kind of the penultimate step in adopting an annual budget. You set the notice of public hearing. From that point on, you can still make an adjustment prior to final adoption. You just can't make an adjustment that would require more property tax. So that's a big step in the process. The commission now has received a lot of different input, has seen the budget worksheets from the departments in a format that we call the city manager's proposed budget. That'll be summarized again and identify the outstanding budget policy issues that the commission needs to sort out before they're in a position to publish a notice of public hearing, and then before they're in a position for final consideration and adoption. Outside of that, CD, just would wish everybody a safe 4th of July weekend. You know, remind folks that while there isn't a municipal band concert at the West Green in Finnett Park this year, so the zoo grounds won't be open, we will have a community fireworks display. And so would encourage people to drive down to the fairgrounds parking lot and take that in and enjoy it. If you're going to be doing fireworks in your neighborhood or out in front of your house, please be respectful of your neighbors. Stick to the 10:30 shutoff time. Clean up after yourself the next morning. Be careful not to throw fireworks debris in your trash can, whether it's a poly cart or a dumpster, an alley dumpster. Don't throw it in that night right after use, because there still could be some fire risk, some embers in some of that more dense cardboard. So wait until the next morning, go out and sweep it up and throw it away. Take care of your neighborhood, take care of your neighbors, and be respectful of of them, and above everything else, be safe.